Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma to take care of my diabetes and my blood pressure, etc., etc. And those big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. Total waste of time. So I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR, and the results are rather spectacular. My blood pressure is way down in the normal range. My blood sugar is way down in the normal range. My energy level is up, and basically I really feel good. If you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Okay, that stuff really works, and I'm very pleased. And I don't easily endorse things. Give Patrick a call and tell him what's going on, and he can help you out. See you later. May Yahweh bless and keep you.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. Show is word for word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this is show number 425. We're in the book of Luke. We will be beginning in chapter 18. I suggest that you get writing material so you can take notes. There are lots of notes that go with this. And you're going to want to write them down and reference them later as you read through it a second time. He's speaking to his taught ones, and he's going to give a parable to them. So verse 1 of chapter 18, and he spoke a parable to them that they should always pray and not lose heart. Verse 2. Saying, in a certain city there was a certain judge, not fearing Elohim nor regarding man, like the judges today. Verse 3, and a widow was in that city, and she came to him, saying, do right to me on my adversary. Verse 4, and he would not for a while, but afterwards he said within himself, even if I do not fear Elohim nor regard man, verse 5, yet because this widow troubles me, I shall do right to her, lest by her continual coming she wears me out. Verse 6, and the master said, hear what the unrighteous judge said. Verse 7, and you can reference the book of Sirach in the Apocrypha, chapter 35, verses 24 and 25. That's Sirach 35, 24 and 25, verse 7. And shall Elohim not do right by all means to his own chosen ones, who are crying out day and night to him and being patient over them? verse 8. I say to you that he shall do right to them speedily. But when the son of Adam comes, shall he find the belief on the earth? In other words, when I come back, am I going to find believers? Well, I certainly hope so. The remnant is very active. And that's who he's speaking of. Verse 9. And he also spoke this parable to some who relied on themselves that they were righteous in looking down on others. Puffed up church people. Okay. Verse 10. Two men went up to the set apart place to pray. The one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. Now they looked down on tax collectors. They were reviled because a lot of them were dishonest and they cheated people on their taxes, sort of like the IRS today. Verse 11. The Pharisee stood and began to pray with himself this way. Elohim, I thank you that I am not like the rest of men, swindlers, unrighteous, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. This tax collector, okay, the one that was there at the temple with him. Verse 12, I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I acquire. Okay, that's the Pharisee. Verse 13, but the tax collector, standing at a distance, would not even raise his eyes to the heaven, but was beating his breast, saying, Elohim, show favor unto me, a sinner. Verse 14, you can reference Matthew 23, verse 12. That's Matthew 23:12 and Luke chapter 14, verse 11. That's Luke 14:11. This is verse 14 of chapter 18. I say to you, this man went down to his house declared right rather than the other. For everyone who is exalting himself shall be humbled, and he who is humbling himself shall be exalted. In other words, the last will be first and the first will be last. Those that are high muckety mucks in society today, church leaders and such, that think they're so goody-goody. Verse 15, and they also brought infants to him to touch them, because even his touch was a blessing, okay? But his taught one, seeing it, rebuked them. Verse 16. But Yahshua called them to him and said, let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the reign of Elohim. Innocence, okay? Innocent little children. Not thinking that you know so much or being important to yourself. Innocence, okay? Verse 17. Truly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the reign of Elohim as a little child shall certainly not enter into it. Verse 18. Let me get a little drink here. I've had a little lung congestion. I'm trying to keep them clear. Verse 18. And a certain ruler asked him, saying, good teacher, what shall I do to inherit everlasting life? So Yeshua said to him, this is verse 19, why do you call me good? No one is good except one, Elohim. And here's verse 20. And you can reference Exodus chapter 20, verses 12 through 16, and Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 16 through 20. That's Exodus 20, 12 through 16, and Deuteronomy 5, 16 through 20. This is verse 20 here. You know the commands. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Respect your father and your mother. Verse 21. And he said, all these I have watched over from my youth. Verse 22. And hearing this, Yahshua said to him, yet one you lack. Sell all that you have and distribute to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me. Because he knew what the guy was, okay? Verse 23. But when he heard this, he became intensely sad, for he was extremely rich, a stuff worshiper. Okay? Verse 24, and when Yahshua saw that he became intensely sad, he said, how hard it is for those who have money to enter into the reign of Elohim. Now, they have a different wording here. This is the scripture by the Institute for Scripture Research, and I'm going to explain this next verse. Verse 25, for it is easier for a camel to enter through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the reign of Elohim. In the original text, it says through the needle's eye. Now, that was a very low, narrow gate into Jerusalem that a camel had to go down on its knees and be unloaded and go through on its knees through that gate. And the reason for that was it prevented invaders from riding their steeds into Jerusalem if they would try to sneak in. That was the purpose of the needle's eye. It was a very small gate. And they don't note that in a lot of the scriptures, but I've done the research on it, and that's what it is. They say to enter through an eye of a needle. No, it's the eye of the needle. That was the name of that gate. So there's a little information for you. Verse 26. And those who heard it said, and who is able to be saved? Verse 27, and he said, that's Yahshua, what is impossible with men is possible with Elohim. Okay, that's God, okay, if you have to have that. I don't like to use that term particularly. Verse 28, and Kepha, that's Peter, said, see, we have left all and followed you. Verse 29, and he said to them, truly, I say to you, there is no one who has left house or parents or brothers or wife or children for the sake of the reign of Elohim. Verse 30, who shall not receive many times more in this present time and in the age to come everlasting life. And for verse 30, you can reference Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, and chapter 19, verse 29, and Mark, chapter 10, verse 29. That's Matthew 6, 33, and 19, 29, and Mark 10, verse 29. Verse 31 of chapter 18. And taking the 12 aside, he said to them, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and all that has been written by the prophets about the son of Adam shall be accomplished." Now they're not going to like this, and they're going to have trouble believing it. Verse 32, "For he shall be delivered up to the nations, and shall be mocked and insulted and spat upon." Verse 33, "And having flogged him, they shall kill him. And on the third day he shall rise again." Verse 34, "But they understood none of this, and this word was hidden from them, and they did not know what was being said." It was just too much at that point. They didn't realize that Yeshua was going up to be killed to redeem Israel from its sins. That was more than they could handle. They weren't ready for that. So it was hidden from them. They didn't understand it. Verse 35 of chapter 18. "And it came to be that as he was coming near Jericho, that a certain blind man was sitting by the way begging." Verse 36. "And hearing a crowd passing by, he asked what it meant." Verse 37, "And they reported to him that Yeshua of Nazareth was passing by." Verse 38, "And he cried out, saying, Yeshua, son of David, have compassion on me." Verse 39, "And those going before were rebuking him that he should be silent. But he was crying out much more, Son of David, have compassion on me." Verse 40, "And Yeshua stopped and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he had come near, he asked him," verse 41, "saying, What do you wish me to do for you? And he said, Master, to receive my sight." Verse 42, "And Yeshua said to him, Receive your sight. Your belief has saved you." Verse 43, "And immediately he received his sight and was following him, praising Elohim. And all the people, seeing it, gave praise to Elohim." That miracle made the blind see. Okay? That's another one. I mean, he just, miracle after miracle after miracle. And all he had to do was say it. Receive your sight. Boom, the guy could see. You know? Who else could do that but the Son of Yahweh? Okay, Yahweh in the flesh. That ends chapter 18. We're going into chapter 19 now. Of the book of Luke, verse 1. "And having entered, he was passing through Jericho." verse 2, and see a man called Zacchaeus. And he was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. Verse 3. And he was seeking to see who Yeshua was, but was unable because of the crowd, for he was small in stature. Little short guy. Verse 4. And having run ahead, he climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, because he was about to pass by. Verse 5. And as Yeshua came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I have to stay at your house today. They'd never been introduced. Zacchaeus didn't know who he was. He'd never met Zacchaeus, but he knew his name. That's another miracle, okay? That's Yahweh in the flesh with all knowledge. Verse 6. Let me get another little drink of this orange. My lungs are clearing up. That's a blessing there. Oh, yes, that's very refreshing. Verse 6. And he hurried and came down and received him, rejoicing. Verse 7. And seeing it, they all grumbled, saying, he has gone in to stay with a man who is a sinner. That's the self-righteous people. Oh, he's gonna stay at this sinner's house. What did we just say in the last chapter about those who think they're righteous and look down on tax collectors? Okay. Verse 8. But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the master, look, master, I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have taken whatever from anyone by false accusation, I repay fourfold. In other words, he was really a righteous man. Verse 9. And Yeshua said to him, today, deliverance has come to this house, since he is also a son of Abraham. Verse 10. You can reference Matthew 18, verse 11. Matthew 18, verse 11. This is verse 10. For the son of Adam has come to seek and to save what was lost. Okay, bringing them back into the remnant. Verse 11 through 27. 11 through 27. You can reference Matthew chapter 25. Matthew 25, verses 14 through 30. Matthew 25, 14 through 30. Here's verse 11. And as they were hearing this, he spoke another parable, because he was near Jerusalem, and they thought the reign of Elohim was about to be manifested straight away. Verse 12. He therefore said, a certain nobleman went to a distant country to receive for himself a reign and to return. Verse 13. In other words, that's Yeshua came down here to this planet to receive the reign and then return to the Father, okay, until the second coming. That's what that verse is about. Verse 13. And calling 10 of his servants, he gave them 10 minas and said to them, trade until I come. That's the blessing of the Holy Spirit and the knowledge of the Scriptures. Okay, verse 14. But his subjects were hating him and sent a delegation after him to say, we do not wish this one to reign over us. Well, that's the people and the people of Jerusalem. They didn't want him to reign over us, reign over them, because they were of a sinful nature, and they had the Edomites there, and they had all this other stuff going on. Well, today, people don't want to actually follow Yeshua. They want to have all this churchianity claptrap and follow church doctrine. They don't want to follow what Yeshua taught. Verse 15, and it came to be when he came back, having received the rain, that he sent for these servants to whom he had given the silver in order to know what each had gained by trading. Verse 16, and the first came saying, Master, your mina has earned 10 minas. They gave me each a mina. That's a portion of the Holy Spirit and the Word. This guy put it to work like we're supposed to do and witnessed and got 10 into the remnant. Okay, that's what we're supposed to do. Verse 17. And he said to him, well done, good servant. Because you were trustworthy in a small matter, have authority over 10 cities. This is what's coming, okay? Verse 18. And the second came saying, Master, your mina has earned 5 minas. That's a portion of money, okay? Verse 19, and he said to him also, and you be over 5 cities. Verse 20, and another came saying, Master, here is your mina, which I kept laid up in a handkerchief. In other words, he got the word, but he did nothing with the word. Did nothing with it. Didn't witness. Didn't do a thing with it. Just sat on it. Verse 21, for I was afraid of you because you are a hard man. You take up what you did not lay down and reap what you did not sow. Verse 22, and he said to him, out of your own mouth I shall judge you, you wicked servant. You knew that I was a hard man. In other words, he taught the law. That's all Yeshua taught was kingdom theology and obeying the Torah. Taking up what I did not lay down and reaping what I did not sow. Saving and bringing in the remnant that others witnessed to, okay? What I did not sow. Verse 23, why did you not put the silver in the bank that when I come, I could have collected it with interest? In other words, put it in with the usurers and let them lend it out. Verse 24, then he said to those who stood by, take the mina from him and give it to him who possesses 10 minas. Verse 25, but they said to him, Master, he already possesses 10 minas. Verse 26. And you can reference Matthew chapter 13, verse 12. Matthew 13, 12. Mark chapter 4, verse 25. That's Mark 4, 25. And Luke chapter 8, verse 18. Luke 8, 18. Verse 26, for I say to you that to everyone who possesses shall be given, and from him who does not possess even what he possesses shall be taken away from him. Verse 27, but those enemies of mine who did not wish me to reign over them, the ones that don't want Yahshua, okay, but those enemies of mine, now who might that be, who did not wish me to reign over them, bring them here and slay them before me. Touchy-feely, warm and fuzzy, eh? Verse 28. And having said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. Verse 29. And it came to be, when he came near to Beth Phage and Beth Aina, at the Mountain of Olives, he sent two of his taught ones. Verse 30. Saying, go into the village opposite you, in which, as you enter, you shall find a colt tied, on which no one has ever sat. Loosen it and bring it here. Verse 31. And if anyone asks you, why do you loosen it? Thus you shall say to him, because the master has need of it. Verse 32. And those who were sent away, those who were sent went away and found it as he had said to them. Exactly what he said. And as they were loosing the colt, the owners of it said, why do you loosen the colt? Verse 34, and they said, the master needs it. Verse 35, so they brought it to Yahshua, and throwing their garments on the colt, they set Yahshua on it. Verse 36, and as he went, they were spreading their garments on the way. Verse 37, and as he was coming near, already at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the entire crowd of the taught ones began rejoicing to praise Elohim with a loud voice for all the miracles they had seen. Verse 38. And you can reference Psalms 118:26. Psalms 118, verse 26, and Matthew 23:39. Matthew 23:39. Verse 38, saying, blessed is the sovereign who is coming in the name of Yahweh. Peace in heaven and esteem in the highest. Verse 39, and some of the Pharisees from the crowd said to him, teacher, rebuke your taught ones. Verse 40, but he answering said to them, I say to you, that if these shall be silent, the stones would cry out. Verse 41. And as he came near, he saw the city and wept over it. verse 42, saying, if you only knew even today the matters for your peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. Verse 43, because days shall come upon you when your enemies shall build a rampart around you and surround you and press you on all sides. Verse 44, and dash you to the ground and your children within you, and they shall not leave in you one stone upon another, because you did not know the time of your visitation. That's visitation of punishment. Verse 45, and he got up to the temple, and having entered into the set apart place, that's the temple, he began to drive out those selling and buying in it. Verse 46, and you can reference Isaiah chapter 56, verse 7, that's Isaiah 56, verse 7, and Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 11, Jeremiah 7, 11, verse 46, saying to them, it has been written, my house is a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers. Verse 47. You can reference Luke 21, verse 37. Luke 21, 37. And he was teaching daily in the set apart place. But the chief priests and the scribes and the leaders of the people were seeking to destroy him. Verse 48, but they did not find what they might do, for all the people were hanging upon him, listening. And that ends chapter 19. They were laying in wait for him, and he was just giving them hell, literally. Here's chapter 20. Let's see how far we can get today. I have quite a bit of time. Verse 1 of chapter 20. And it came to be on one of those days, as he was teaching the people in the set apart place and bringing the good news, that's the gospel, that the chief priests and the scribes together with the elders came up, verse 2, and saying to him, and spoke to him, pardon me, saying, say to us, by what authority are you doing these? Or who is he who gave you this authority? Verse 3. And he answering said to them, I shall ask you one question too, and answer me. Verse 4. The immersion of Yohanan, was it from heaven or from men? Verse 5. And they debated among themselves, saying, if we say from heaven, he shall say, then why did you not believe him? Verse 6, but if we say from men, all the people shall stone us, for they are persuaded that Yohanan was a prophet. That's John the Baptist, okay? That's what they're talking about. Verse 7, and they answered that they did not know from where it was. Verse 8, And Yeshua said to them, neither do I say to you by what authority I do these. Verse 9 of chapter 20. And you can reference Isaiah chapter 5, verse 1. That's Isaiah 5, 1. And he began to speak this parable to the people. A certain man planted a vineyard and leased it to farmers and went away for a long time. Verse 10. And at harvest time he sent a servant to the farmers to give him some of the fruit of the vineyard. But the farmers beat him and sent him away empty-handed. Verse 11. And again he sent another servant, and they beat him too and maltreated him and sent him away empty-handed. He's speaking of prophets going to the people. Verse 12. And again he sent a third, and they wounded him too and cast him out. The prophets from Yahweh. Okay, verse 13. And the owner of the vineyard said, what shall I do? I shall send my son, the beloved. They might respect him when they see him. Verse 14. But when the farmers saw him, they reasoned among themselves, saying, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him so the inheritance becomes ours. Verse 15. And they cast him out of the vineyard and killed him. What then shall the owner of the vineyard do to them? Okay. What then shall the owner of the vineyard do to them? Verse 16. He shall come and destroy those farmers and give the vineyard to others. And having heard, they said, let it not be. Verse 17. And you can reference Psalm 118, verse 22. Psalm 118, verse 22. But he looked at them and said, what then is this that has been written? The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. That was the foundation on which all was built, okay? Verse 18. Everyone who falls on that stone shall be broken, but on whomever it falls, he shall be pulverized. In other words, you will be broken, but you will be rebuilt if you follow Yeshua. Verse 19. And the chief priest and the scribes sought to lay hands on him in the same hour. But they feared the people, for they knew that he had spoken this parable against them. Verse 20. And keeping a close watch on him, they sent spies who pretended to be righteous to catch him in a word in order to deliver him to the rule and to the authority of the governor. Verse 21. So they asked him, saying, teacher, we know that you say and teach rightly, and you are not partial to any, but teach the way of Elohim truly. Verse 22. Is it right for us to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Verse 3. But perceiving their craftiness, he said to them, "Why do you try me?" Verse 24, "Show me a denarius. Whose likeness and inscription does it have?" And they answering said, "Caesar's." Verse 25, and he said to them, "Then give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to Elohim what is Elohim." Verse 26. And they were unable to catch him in a saying in the presence of the people, and marveling at his answer, they were silent. Verse 27. And you can reference the book of Acts, verse 23, or chapter 23, pardon me, verse 8. Acts 23, verse 8. And some of the Sadducees, who deny that there is a resurrection, came to him and asked him, verse 28, saying, and you can reference Deuteronomy 25, 5 for this, Deuteronomy chapter 25, verse 5, verse 28, saying, "Teacher, Moshe wrote to us that if a man's brother dies having a wife, and he dies childless, his brother should take up his wife and raise up offspring for his brother." Verse 29. "Now there were 7 brothers, and the first took a wife and died childless." Verse 30. "And the second took her as a wife, and he died childless." Verse 31. "And the third took her, and in the same way the 7 also, and they left no children and died." Verse 32. "And last of all, the woman died too." Verse 33. "At the resurrection, then, whose wife does she become? For the 7 had her as wife." Verse 34. "And Yeshua answering said to them, the sons of this age marry and are given in marriage." Verse 35. "But those who are counted worthy of attaining that age and the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are they given in marriage." Verse 36. "For neither is it possible for them to die anymore, because they are like messengers," that'd be angels, okay, "and are sons of Elohim, being sons of the resurrection." Verse 37, and you can reference Exodus chapter 3, verse 6. Exodus 3, 6. Verse 37. "But that the dead are raised, even Moshe showed at the bush when he called Yahweh the Elohim of Abraham and the Elohim of Yitzchak and the Elohim of Yaakov." Verse 38, and you can reference 4th Maccabees, chapter 7, verse 19. 4th Maccabees 7, 19. "Now, he is not the Elohim of the dead, but of the living, for all live to him." Verse 39. "And some of the scribes answering said, Teacher, you have spoken well." He shut them down, in other words. Verse 40. "And they were not bold enough to question him anymore." Verse 41. "And he said to them, how do they say that the Messiah is the son of David?" Verse 42 and 43. Verse 42 and 43, you can reference Psalm 110, verse 1, Psalm 110, 1, verse 42. For David himself said in the book of Tehillim, that's Psalms, Yahweh said to my master, sit at my right hand, verse 43, until I make your enemies a footstool of your feet. Verse 44, David then calls him master. How is he then his son? Verse 45, and in the hearing of all the people, he said to his taught ones, beware of the scribes who like to walk in long robes and love greetings in the marketplace and the best seats in the congregation and the best places at the feasts. In other words, big public. Look at me, look at me, I'm so important, okay? Verse 47, who devour widows' houses and for a show make long prayers, they shall receive greater judgment. In other words, they present themselves as being righteous, and they put on a big show, big dog and pony show, like some of these TV preachers. Oh, they're so holy. They're this, they're that. And they will receive greater judgment because they are fake. And they lead others astray. And that ends chapter 20. Now that's it for today. I don't have any time. I have like 8 minutes, and it's been a good reading today. I have enjoyed this. My lung congestion cleared up as I read. I just needed to pump a little air through them and get some of the stuff out of my lungs, and it's worked. I'm doing fine. I'll catch you again on the next show. We will start in chapter 21 on the next show. And I'll catch you then. You can get all my shows if you missed one or need to download or listen. They're on my website, https://www.pastor-steve.com. If you just Google Pastor Steve, a lot of guys spell it pastor, P-A-S-T-E-R, pastor. And they get all kinds of strange stuff. Best just to go directly to the website because you don't know what you're going to get. I'm going to play a little music here, and may Yahweh bless and keep you, and I'll catch you on the next show. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
can't you hear me say?
Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. You are listening to EuroFolkRadio.com. We are privileged to bring you the Christian identity message to the dispersed people of true Israel, wherever they might be. We also bring you news and current events, health information, political commentary, and a little humor thrown in. We are glad that you could join us, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.